time every day. But the pasuk says in the Torah that you should eat Pesach matzah mora. The eating of the Pesach matzah mora should serve the purpose that you should remember for your whole lifetime about Yitzias Mitzrayim. And every year when you eat the Pesach matzah mora, this will remind you, and you will memela, you will remember for the rest of your life. So the Chachamim darshan and the pasuk is not pshuto shel mikra. The Chachamim darshan an additional level of interpretation in the pasuk. Laman tizkar, laman tazkir, that you should mention Yitzias Mitzrayim every day and kol yemecha yecho. Is a machlekes hatanaim. What is the darshanik call? Is a ribui? Is it called? Is either marbi mosam shiach or called is marbi balelos lahavi alem? But this is all drashas of the Torah Shabbat Peh. It's true, but it's not pshuto shel mikra. And the Rambam writes, so the Chachamim darshan and the pasuk is not pshuto shel mikra. The Chachamim darshan an additional level of interpretation in the pasuk. Leman tizka leman tazkir, that you should mention Yitzias Mitzrayim every day and call yemecha yecho. Is a machlekes hatanaim. What is the darshanik called? Is a ribui? Is it called? Is either marbi mosam shiach or called is marbi balelos lahavi alem? But this is all drashas of the Torah Shabbat Peh. It's true, but it's not pshuto shel mikra. And the Rambam writes in the Yud Gimel Sharashim and Yud Gimel Klolim as to what qualifies. He says you don't count mitzvahs the rabbanon. You don't count things that are only known through the Torah Shabbat Peh. You only count things that are pshuto shel mikra. So the pashta says that's why the Rambam doesn't count. It's not really a kasha at all. But anyway, that's Achrayim spoke about the Kash, and they didn't all give that answer. I don't know exactly why. So others give other terutz. So Rav Soloveitchik published an essay where he quotes the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, two answers on this Kash. So one answer that he gave was that if we paskin that kol yemecha yecho is not lahavi lemos hamashiach, we paskin kol is lahavi halelois, machlekes satanaim in the Mishnah and in the Haggadah, but the call is marba yimos hamashiach, or call is marba lahavi halelos. If we pass from that, the obligation to mention zechiras tzitzis mitzrayim applies every day and every night, and you have to say by yoyim, both by shachris and by ma'ariv, call is lahavi halelos. So there is no pasuk then call lahavi lemos hamashiach. So ataka lemos hamashiach, we won't be obligated to observe this mitzvah. So it comes out that this is only a hayru ashoh. It's a hayru ashoh for a few thousand years. But it's not a mitzvah on a haggis ladoris. By definition, a mitzvah on a haggis ladoris means a mitzvah that's going to apply in all generations whenever you have the possibility. Let's say, the mitzvah of hakrovus karbonis and the mitzvah of shmita v'yoivol. These are mitzvahs on a haggis ladoris, except that we're missing a couple of conditions today. We don't have a beis hamikdash, we don't have hakrovus karbonis, and you don't have kol yoshvei olam. You don't have the majority of the world Jewish population residing in Eretz Yisrael. So you don't have yoivol, and maybe you don't have shmita deraisa. You only have Shemitah Midirabbanis. But that's a mitzvah on Haggis Ladaris, because in another couple of years when we will have, maybe today, Ayom and Mekolas Shishmo, when we're going to have the Rov Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael, the majority of the world Jewish population will live in Eretz Yisrael, then we will have Shemitah V'yayvah, but it will be Deraisa. When you have a Beis HaMikdash, maybe today we'll have a Beis HaMikdash, and then we'll have Hakrovas Karbanis Bizman Adair, missing a condition. Hashenikin over here, he said that Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim only applies up until the Gulu Hasidah. As soon as we're going to have the Gulu Hasidah, and then the pasuk says in Navi Lo Yayomer Od, we will no longer speak about Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're going to talk about the Gula from the present Gula. So we will have all the conditions. You have Yom, you have Laila, you have the opportunity to speak about Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. And we say, nonetheless, we won't be obligated to mention it, Limos HaMashiach. So that's what Rav Chaim suggests, according to the Rambam, based on the Rambam's rule that you don't count the Hayru Ashoh, you only count the mitzvah and the Heges Laderes. Maybe this is also called the Hayru Ashoh, because it's not going to apply, Limos HaMashiach. That was one suggestion. Then he gave another suggestion, that maybe the Rambam is of the opinion that the Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is part of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. That's what the Rambam sounds like. He says, not like the Mishnah Berurah here. Mishnah Berurah says there are three shittas, how much is deraisa? Only pasuk rishon, parsha rishonos, shtei parshios rishonos. But he says the third parsha has nothing to do with Kriyat Shema. The Rambam sounds not so. The Achronim pointed out, the Pri Chodesh and others pointed out, the Rambam sounds like he holds that the third parsha has to do with Kriyat Shema. That's the question, how can it be? But that's what we said yesterday. On the other hand, if it has nothing to do with Kriyat Shema, why would the Chachamim misak in the third parsha in conjunction with the first two parshas of Shema? If it has nothing to do with Kriyat Shema. So Adarabbi, that's what the Baal HaTanya points out, in a safe and a tiny. Adarabbi, you see from the fact that Chachamim were misakin Birchas Kriyat Shema with the Parsha of Ayoyimah together with the first two, you see that Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim does have some kind of a connection with Kriyat Shema. What is the connection? That's what Rav Chaim said, Al Pi Pashtus, it says in the Aseres Adibas Anochi, Hashem Elokecha, Shecho Tzasicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So the Kuzari and And the Ibn Ezra both point out, why doesn't it say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Barasa Shemayim Ba'aretz? So that was a thing that happened years before. We weren't around when the Rabbi Shalom, nobody was around when the Rabbi Shalom created the world. The Rabbi Shalom wants to say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicho, that the Jewish people experienced Yetzias Mitzrayim. So they saw from their experiences that God exists and that God knows what's happening in the world and He intervenes. In the history of the world, He has the ability to make nisim and neflos, and He did the nisim and neflos. Obviously, He must have created the world and so on. All the Ikor Hamunah when is Gala at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim. We know all the Ikor Hamunah because we have a historical tradition about Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that's why the Torah required of us that in connection with Kriya Shema, in connection with Kabbalah Samach Shamayim, the Gemara had again, yesterday we discussed, Gemara had a machloikas amoroim, where the Kriya Shema is the Raisa, Kriya Shema is the Rabbana. How can you say Kriya Shema is the Rabbana? It says, V'dibarat Abba, Mishach Uchav Kumecha. How can you say it's the Rabbana? Gemara says, Ahu B'divit Taruhu Dichsiv. What does that mean? So we mentioned yesterday, the Shagisari has a long essay where he quotes Rabbi Yoni and elaborates on it. Everybody agrees that you're obligated to learn by Yom Balayla. That's the Pasuk in Yeshua, V'hagisabo Yom Balayla. It's not enough if you learn a little bit every day, once a day every day. If you have a mitzvah, it doesn't say in the Torah when you're supposed to do it, so we assume it's once a day every day. Like Tfilah, the Rambam's opinion is that Tfilah is the Raisis, so the Rambam says once a day every day. The fact that I mean, three times a day, that's when the Rabban. But Duchening, the Gemara says, the obligation to Duchen is only when the Kohanim are equal. The Tziba request of the Kohanim to Duchen. So what if they request of them five times a day? Gemara says no. Once they Duchen once a day, they're not Mukhayif to Duchen more. That's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah at the end of the third parak. Duchening is once a day every day. So the Stipula has an essay about that in the Sefer on Gemara Shabbos. He points out that it would appear from these Gemaras like that. Whenever you have a mitzvah and it doesn't say what the Zman HaMitzvah is, so you assume that it's once a day every day. So the same should have been by Talmud Torah. If you learn a little bit, once a day, every day, so Mistamba you would be Yotzeh. You have to learn a little bit. But that's the Pasuk that says no. It's not enough if you learn a little bit once a day, every day. You have to learn a little bit once a day, every day, and once every night. A little bit every day and a little bit every night. How did the Navi Yeshua Ben Nun came up with a new Nevuah? A new thing. And Dov is Amitaris Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Lamadna Shabbo Yeshua Ben Nun Vilimdonu. Where does it say in the Chumash? That's what it says. You have to learn a little bit the Torah by Yom Balayla. That's the Pshat in the Chumash also. Lagisa Yom Balayla is just a paraphrasing of the Pasuk in Kriyashma. So that's one opinion in the Gemara. That's all it says in the Chumash. It just says you have to learn every day, once a day, every day, once a night, every night. That's what the Pasuk means. You don't necessarily have to say this Parsha Shema, the Pasuk Rishon, or the Parsha Rishon, or the Shnei Parshas Rishon. You have to say this, any Parsha you want. It's only with the Rabbanon that they said, instead of picking your favorite Parsha, your favorite Dan Yankov, your favorite Mishnayos, so read these Parshias. That's only with the Rabbanon. And we assume not, so we assume that Kriya Shema is their Isa. What do you mean Kriya Shema is their Isa? That this Pasuk is not merely stating that there's a mitzvah of Liman HaTorah Bayom HaBalayla every day, once a day every day, and once a night every night. No! The Pasuk is saying you have to say this Parsha. What's the significance of this Parsha? Special Liman HaTorah? No, Kabbalah Samach HaShamayim, that's what it means. You have an obligation to be mekav, like you have to take vitamin pills twice a day to strengthen your physical body, so you have to take spiritual vitamin pills twice a day. You got to be mekav olam malchus shamayim b'peh, the feirish, by dibur, twice, once every day and once every night. So that's what they quote B'Shem Rav Chaim. That's what Rav Soloveitchik wrote B'Shem Rav Chaim. Once you assume like that, that Kriya Shema is Deraisa, what does it mean? That the mitzvah to recite B'davka, this parsha is Min HaTorah. It's not some mitzvah of Talmud Torah, B'Hagis B'Yom V'Lom. The Pasuk is saying you have to say this parsha. What's the uniqueness and the special property that this parsha has? Kabbalah Samalcha Shamayim. So then it's understood. Then we can understand why one would declare that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah. It means one should be mekabel olam malchus shamayim by bringing to mind Yetzias Mitzrayim. As the opening pasuk in the Aseres HaDibra states, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim Beis Avodim. When you bring to mind Yetzias Mitzrayim, this brings to mind all of the Ikorei Hamuna, which one is samis on the occasion of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's how Rav Chaim explained the Shita Sarama, what seems to be Shita Sarama, that the Parsha of Ayoyim is also part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. If Kriya Shema would have been the Rabbanon, because simply means you should learn by Yom HaBalayla a little bit every day, a little bit every night, then the mitzvah is not Kabbalah on Malchus Shamayim. So how can you blend in Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim with Kriyas Shema? If the Rambam would have passed in Kriyas Shema the Rabbanon, then he would have had to say that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is a separate mitzvah. But now that the Rambam passed in Kriyas Shema the Raisa, means that dafka this parasha you have to say, what's the uniqueness of this parasha, Kabbalah on Malchus Shamayim? So that, given that fact, then you can already explain, then you can understand why Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim would blend in. Yeah. So that's how Rav Soloveitchik got it on, that if once you assume like that, if you accept that suggestion of Rav Chaim in explaining the Rambam, why the Rambam didn't count Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day as a separate mitzvah, and why the Rambam writes that it's that Vayomer is part of the mitzvah Kriyas Shema. So once you say it like that, then you can understand this Gemara. You don't have to say it's only a din de rabbanon, like the Mishnah Brura writes in Sivkot Nechav Zayin on page 182. The fact that you have to mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim bizman Kriyas Shema. Mishnah Brura quotes from the Shagas Ha'aretz only with the rabbanon. No, he said you can say that that's a din de raisa. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim doesn't exist as an independent mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. And Kriyas Shema has azman, a sof azman. So you have to recite Vayomer also before the Sofa's month. Yom is part of that mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. That's why the din here is that you have to recite the psukim in the correct order. If you read out of order, so you're not yotze. That's in Simas Samach Dalet, page 194. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, HaKoreh L'Mafreya Lo Yotze, they quote the Rambam. It's only Lo Yotze if he reads the words out of order within a pasuk or the psukim out of order within a parsha. But if he reads the parshias out of order, Shema V'Yom, Shema V'Yom, so the Mechaba quotes from the Rambam, that B'Di'evet Yu Yotze L'Hatchilu, the Gemara says you should say Lama Kodman Parshas Ma'ala Parshas V'Yom Shemaya, Lama Kodman Parshas V'Yom Shema, Lama Parshas V'Yom, so L'Hatchilu there is a Seder. But B'Di'evet, the Rambam writes the Seder is not Miyakeh. The Bir Halacha quotes that Achrayim picked on the Rambam. How does he know? The Bir Agro writes that he thinks he has a Tosefta against the Rambam. That the din of this din mid the Rabbana, that there has to be Kesidron, Leikuvo, should even apply. But again, to the Seder Aparsha is not such a posh at the Rambam. Not so. The Rambam writes the reason why is Lefishenis Mukhala Bater. The Mechaber quotes that on the top line of page 195. Lefishenis Mukhala Minater. Chab is quoting verbatim the Rambam. So it's not so pashut that Rambam. There's a thousand yeredeya. Here the Bir Halacha tells you to look. There's a thousand yeredeya simireish peches, where he writes a wild chiddush. If you write in mezuzah, so the mezuzah has to be written v'hayu, has to be written kisidron. So the Taz writes a chiddush that if you have first v'hayoyim and then shema, in the mezuzah you don't have v'hayoyim. If you have v'hayoyim shemoah, and then you have shema, the parshias are out of order. So he writes that just like the Rambam says that B'di'evet the Seder HaParshis is not ma'akid by Kriyas Shema, so perhaps the same is true regarding Mezuzah. So that the Bir Halacha says that's probably for sure 100% wrong. That's a double pashut that Taz is wrong. That's out of the question. The Parshis in the Mezuzah don't have to be written Kisidron the way it's written in the Chumash. Of course it's ma'akid. The whole Mezuzah is one unit. The Rambam only said it over here by Kriyas Shema, we never say it by Mezuzah. And even by Kriyas Shema, he's also not so sure that you should follow the Shulchan Aruch, because a few Achrayim disagree with this. So here the Shulchan Aruch says that not only do you need Kisidron on the first two Parshios, you even need Kisidron on the Parsha of Vayomer. So that's the question, why do you need Kisidron on Vayomer? Vayomer is only recited, the third parsha in Shema is only recited in order to mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So all you need is the last pasuk. All you need is the last pasuk. The fact that you read the whole parsha of Tzitzis is really irrelevant. Ben Atarev, it's not really necessary at all for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's a takana de rabbanon that they said, say the whole vayoyim. So because of a takana de rabbanon, so how do you know that you need kriya kisidron, that the psukim in parshas vayoyim also have to be read in order? Mikra Redzin, all you need is the last pasuk. So the Mishnah Brura writes a lashon called the Tikra Rabbanon Kain the Raisa Tikkun. The Chachamim were misakin that you should say Vayomer in the proper order, Kisidron, along the lines of the Din de Raisa that you need, that Shema V'Hayam Shema should be in order. So the Mishnah Brura writes like it's only Midi Rabbanon. One could explain that otherwise. One could possibly say that because Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Rambam seems to hold this opinion, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not really an independent mitzvah, it's part of the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema, that one should be Mekabel Malchus Shamayim via mentioning of Yetzias Mitzrayim, meaning bringing to mind which when the samso etzleinu at the occasion of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, it blends into the part of the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. So just like Kriyas Shema, if you hold like the Ramban, Kriyas Shema deraisa is only pasuk rishon. But most of the Rishonim don't hold like the Ramban. They hold the whole parasha is deraisa, or the whole two parashas are deraisa. Those were the three opinions that the Mishnah Berurah quoted on page 194. Pasuk rishon is deraisa, that's the Ramban shita, or parasha rishona, or shteit parashas rishona. So once, if one assumes that either parasha rishona is deraisa, or shteit parashas are deraisa, it means that the din deraisa requires you should fulfill Kriyas Shema in the form of reading a parasha or parashiyos. And if you say that Vayomer, if you say that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is part of the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema, so then we could understand why the Chachamim felt compelled to read a whole parasha. Why didn't they just pick a pasuk? Why do you have to read a whole parasha? The Gemara says, Bikshu Lekvoa Parshas Balak. The Chachamim wanted to choose a few psukim in Parshas Balak, and the Nevuah's Bilam Arasha, where he speaks about Kel Matziyam and Mitzrayim Kisafos Reim Lo. It's a much more poetic style of a pasuk. That's just bland. That pasuk is fancier, more elegant style. But the Gemara says the reason why they didn't choose that pasuk there is because if they would choose the pasuk in Bilam, in Parshas Nevuah's Bilam, then they would have to recite the whole parasha, because called parasha loy paskin Moshe and not loy paskinu. You're not allowed to say a pasuk out of a whole parasha. You have to either say the whole parasha, or you don't say it all. So the Achreidim are bothered with the kasha, the Mogad Avraham is bothered with the kasha, and the Turi Evan is bothered with the kasha, and the later Achreidim talk about the kasha. What do you mean? There's such a din called parasha loy paskin Moshe. We don't do like that. We say a lot of times psukim. Whoever heard that, you have to say dafke a whole parasha or nothing at all. The Gemara says in Brachas there's a din called psuka de loy paskin Moshe. You're not allowed to break a pasuk up into sections. But there is no law, you have to say a whole parasha. A lot of times by Kriyas HaTorah. We stop at the end of an aliyah, we stop sometimes the whole Kriyas HaTorah ends in the middle of a parasha. We don't always end the Kriyas HaTorah at the end of a parasha with a psucha stuma. Sometimes we stop off in the middle of a parasha. So how can there be such a din called parasha le paskin Moshe? It's like a contradiction to the Gemara in Megillah, where it says called psucha de le paskin Moshe. That's the kasha that Achreinim has. So they give different suggestions. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested that the teretz probably is that both the two dinim are both expressions of one din. The one din is that you always have to have kriya kichsova. Kriya kichsova, whenever you're learning Tanakh, you have to have kriya kichsova. Here the Rambam writes a din that whenever you're reading Tanakh, you have to be medakdek in pronouncing the words properly. Where's that din? The Gemara has halacha. Medakdek b'oisi yaseho. The Ramah writes it's a din in Psukah de Zimra also. It's a din when you say Oz Yosha. It's not just a din in Kriya Shema. You have to have a Kriya Kichsova. You have to be medactic whenever you learn Tanakh. So that din of Kriya Kichsova also requires that you shouldn't break up a pasuk in half. But sometimes it'll require also you shouldn't break up a parsha in half. When will it be? These both dinim, called Psukah de Paskin Moshe, called Parsha de Paskin Moshe, are both applications of that basic fundamental din of Kriya that we require when reciting Tanakh. We require Kriya Kichsov. Kriya Kichsov requires you shouldn't mispronounce the words. You should be Lahafet Bein Advekim, and you should pronounce everything properly. You should make a Shvona out of Shvonoch. You should make a Shvonoch out of Shvonoch, and so on. You should pronounce everything properly. Not only you should pronounce everything, you should stop at the right place. So that seems, that's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested, that seems perhaps to be the teretz to the Magen Avraham's kasha. In the Gemara Megillah, the context is, the Gemara is talking about Kriyas HaTorah. So in Kriyas HaTorah, the Takanas Chachamim was that you have to learn Kriyas HaTorah in units of psukim, not in units of parsha. In units of psukim, every aliyah has to have a minimum of 3 psukim, and the whole Kriyas HaTorah has to have a minimum of 10 psukim, Sheni V'Chamishi and Shabbos T'Mincha. So if you're dealing with units of psukim, then the halacha of Kriya Kichsova requires called psukah d'le paskin Moshe, anan loy paskinan. That you're not allowed to break up a pasuk in half. Masheini came the Gemara in Brachas at the end of the first parak is dealing with Kriya Shema. The Gemara is dealing with the Zechira Sitzias Mitzrayim in conjunction with Kriya Shema. So we say this whole mahalach so far, that Zechira Sitzias Mitzrayim Shebechol Yoyim doesn't exist as an independent mitzvah, it's rather part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So just like Kriya Shema requires a parsha, the Kriya should be in the unit of a parsha, either parsha Rishoyno, or shtei parshiyos rishonos, if you say not like the Ramban. Ramban holds only pasuk rishon in Atar. But even according to Ramban, mid the Rabbanan they made a takana that you need parshiyos. So this din min haTorah that you require zechiras tzitzis and tzaim in conjunction with the kabbalas al malchus shemaim. One should lead to the other. So either min haTorah or min haRabbanan, one way or the other, they require that the zechiras tzitzis and tzaim should be done as a part of the Kriya Shema to recite a whole parsha. Like Kriya Shema has to be parshias, either min haTorah or min haRabbanan should be parshias. So that's why the Gemara says there's a din called parsha like paskin moish and non like paskinon for the zechiras tzitzis and tzaim also. If you would want to say that pasuk, Kel Motziyam and Mitzan Kisof Esreim Lo, if you wanted to say that, you wouldn't be able to say that pasuk out of context. You would have to say a whole unit of a parsha. And then the Gemara said that would be a Tircha de Tzibur. That's such a long parsha. The word Bilam is too long, so they picked Bayomim, which is a reasonably decent, it's a reasonable size of a parsha. So once you say like that, that the Takanas Chachamim required, it even could even be a Din D'Oraisa. It doesn't necessarily have to be a Din D'Rabbanan. Could even be a din deraisa that you have to recite Zechiras Tzitzis Mitzrayim in the form of a parsha. Once you say like that, then you can assume that the din that you need kriya kichsova that akoril mafreya lo yotza applies even to Vayoyim, and not only because called the tikkun rabbanon came deraisa tikkun, it's a takana de rabbanon. No, it could even be a din deraisa. The Mishnah Berurah writes that it's only a takana de rabbanon, but one need not necessarily assume like that. One can even explain it to be a din deraisa. On page 184, the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halach de Ramaschal Benachas writes a suggestion. He's not sure what the din is. Let's say somebody wants to be yotzei with the Birchas Kriya Shema from the Chazan. Many Sfardim have that practice, that they don't daven, they don't say the Birchas Kriya Shema themselves, they just listen to the Baal Tefillah who says the whole broch out loud from the beginning to the end. He says the whole Birchas Kriya Shema out loud. So the Mishnah Berurah raises the possibility that maybe Ani Asamin is Miyake, the Efsher Afli Kuvo. Maybe Ani Asamin is Miyakev. Why? What it means? The Belafach Leyotze Bibachosa Kamashikasa Rabbi Yoina. The Perik Misha Meis Amunach Lefana. He quotes such a possibility that Ani Asamin should be Miyakev B'Yevid. Let's say when you say Kiddush and the Bnei Bayis are paying attention, but when the Balkur reads the Megillah and everybody pays attention, and they didn't say Amen at the end of the brachas. They announced everybody should have in mind to be yotzei with the brachas, they should say Amen. What if you didn't say Amen? So the Gemara says in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Ches, even if Loyana Amen is also yotzei, Shameya is Kyoina. One who pays attention to the brachas, Kilo Hoitzi Bracha Mipiv Dami. Even if he didn't pronounce the word Amen. So here the Mishnah Berurah wants to suggest, he says, Rabbeinu Yoina sounds like he says like that. He wants to suggest that if somebody wants to be yotzei with the Birchas Kriyashma of the Shliach Tzibur, perhaps he's only Yotzei on the condition that he says Amen. If he doesn't say Amen, isn't it? That's quite an original Chiddush. That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested, not only for Birchas Kriyashma, he suggested it in the Rambam by Chazoras HaShatz and by all the Dvarim Shel Tzibur. There is a Din Taka over here in Hilchas Kriyashma based on the Mishnah and Brachas. Let's say the Chazan, who's reciting the Birchas Kriya Shema, is Mishtatik Be'emsa. He can't continue to go on. Let's say the Chazan is saying the Birchas Kriya Shema out loud to be Moitzi the whole Tzibur. So the Chazan got stuck in the middle. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, quotes from the Yerushalmi like that. That the new Chazan takes over has to begin from the Tchilas HaBracha. The Mechaber just quotes from the Yerushalmi Achidish that let's say the Chazan already finished the Kedusha. The Chazan already said the Kedusha Yotzeror. Upon the Chayes HaKodesh, Baruch Kvod Hashem Emkom, he's up to Lekel Baruch Hi Moisi Teinu, and then he's Nishtate. So you have to get Yamir Achet Tachtov. So the Mechaber quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that the Achet doesn't have to begin from the very beginning. Yotzeror Baruch Hoshev, to be Moisi the Tzibur. He can start from Lekel Baruch Hi Moisi Teinu. That's a Chiddush. The Mishkan, the Mechaber quotes like that. The Mishkan is Yankov, as it surely he claims that the Mechaber should not have quoted. He disagrees. The Mechaber should not have quoted that Yerushalmi. That Yerushalmi clearly must be of the opinion, like the Rambam, that the Kedusha in Yotzerah may not be recited by a Yochid. You need Dafya Tzibur. So it's not that the Kedusha in Yotzerah blends in with the rest of Yotzerah. That's a separate unit. We're finished with the whole unit over here. So Lekel Baruch and Mercy Teinu, even though it's all one long bracha, you don't see Amen until Yetzer Hara Baruch Hashem Chas Hashem Baruch Hakol, you don't say Amen. That's not the end of the bracha. The end of the bracha is Yetzer Hamayra. People make a mistake. They answer Amen. You're not supposed to. The same is the Birchas Haftarah. A lot of people answer Amen in the middle of the Birchas Haftarah, and Taisus says that it's wrong. Shekol Devar Rav Emes Vatzedek. That's the end of the paragraph. Then you start Ne'aman, Atahu Hashem Elokein, you start a new paragraph. So Taisus points out, even though it's a new paragraph, but it's not a new bracha. The bracha is not ending until you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Akel HaNe'aman B'chol Devar Rav. That's one long bracha. You're not supposed to answer Amen in the middle. So here also, even though true, it's taka one long bracha, according to the Rambam's opinion that a yachid doesn't recite kedusha in Yotzer Or, so the kedusha is really, so well, that person is davening b'yichida, so what does he do with this section? So he skips it over. The Mishnah Berurah tells you how. He skips this section over here. So according to that, the kedusha in Yotzer Or is really a separate unit. So that's what the Yerushalmi seems to hold that opinion. Kedusha in Yotzer Or is a separate unit. It's not really. There are really two things going on here. There's a brach of Yotzer Or, then you have Kedusha inserted over here. So if the first chazan finished till Baruch Kvod Hashem Emkom, he didn't start L'Kel Baruch, he's in the middle of L'Kel Baruch Nemoisi Teinu, the new chazan that takes over only has to begin from the beginning of L'Kel Baruch Nemoisi Teinu. So the Mishkan HaSiankim says, but we don't follow that practice. We follow the Shita that even a Yochid does say the Kedusha and Yotzer Or. In other words, it's not a separate unit. It just blends in to be part of the bracha Rishon of Yotzer Or. That's part of this first bracha. So the halacha should not be like the Talmud Yerushalmi. The halacha should be, even if the first chazan was nishtatik in the middle of Lekel Baruch Nemoisi Teinu, after he already completed Baruch Kvod Hashem Emkomo, we should say that everything is one long bracha, is one long unit, and the new chazan has to take over from the beginning. So the Acharonim asked, what kind of a din is that bechlal? This din in the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah in brachas like that. If a chazan is davening Shmona Esrei, it is Chazaras Hashat, and his nishtatik b'emtzei, he doesn't feel well and he can continue to daven, and he should begin from Tchilas Habracha Shetah Bo Harishon. Tchilas Habracha Shenishtatik Bo Harishon. Why does he have to begin Tchilas Habracha Shenishtatik Bo Harishon? Why can't he start from the place where the Rishon left off? So it sounds like you don't say Shemeh Koin on the Chatzi Bracha. You can't be Moitzi people with the half Bracha. Otherwise, why can't you say the first Bal Tfila was Moitzi the Tzibu with the first half of the Bracha? And the second Bal Tfila will be Moitzi the Tzibu with the second half of the Bracha. So it sounds from the Mishnah that there's no Shemeh Koina, you can't be Moitzi somebody with a half a Bracha. And the Rif in the beginning of Shlosha Shachlu, quoted by the Tosis there in the first half, also says, sounds like he says like that. He interprets the Gemara like that, but again, to benching Mezuman. When you bench Mezuman, you don't require Dafke, one person, to say the whole benching out loud. In Mana Gemara, they used to have the person that benches Mezuman would say the whole benching out loud, the other people would be Yotze with the benching. They wouldn't bench along. Mechaber recommends like that. When you bench Mezuman, everybody should say along with the Mezame. But with Mana Gemara, the practice was one person recited the whole benching and everybody was Yotze. So the Gemara, the Rif interprets the Gemara, you don't necessarily insist, you don't necessarily require that one person should say the whole benching aloud. You can divide the benching up into four parts. One person will say Azanas Til Azanas Akol, one to say Til Ha'ar to Alam Mazim, one will say Rachim Noh Til Boni Rachim Mishalayim Amen, and the fourth person will say Atev Ameitu. You can divide it up. Why can't you divide it up into 10 people? Why only four? You can't have 10 people. Each one will practice the Efer Brocha. He's only an expert on this Efer Brocha. So it sounds from the Rif also like that. That's what Acharonim point out. It sounds from the Rif that you don't say Shemei Koin on a Efer Brocha. It can only be made to the other people. If you say either a whole Brocha, you don't say anything at all. I can't say a half a bracha and have someone else say the other half of the bracha, and we'll put together a half with a half. So the Achrenim are bothered with a kasha that there is a Gemara Fakert. The Kivege has on Daf Chav a Gemara Fakert where it says about benching, so one person will say one line of the benching, that person will say another line of the benching. State Meferish that you can be Moitzi others even on a line at a time. You don't say that it's either a whole bracha or nothing at all. So this is a kasha that Achrenim deal with. The Rav Soloveitchik once gave a big Yortzeit shiur where he followed those who say the following answer, the Bichas Roish, the Sefer Ambrach, the Talmud of Rav Chaim Valojina. Also from the early Talmudim of Rav Chaim Valojina. The Bichas Roish has a Sefer on Nozir, Bichas Roish on Nozir, part of it is printed in the back of the Vilna Shas, the Hagos and the Gemara are printed. And the other part is Chidushim on Nozir, and then he has a Sefer Ambrachas. Nozir is full of misprints. So you have to have Hagoyas on those. The Brachas doesn't have so many misprints. The Brachas just has Chidushitai. So the Bichas Rai suggests this Mahalach, that when, what's the rule? When can you be made to somebody with a half of a Bracha, and when not? When do you insist Dafka that you can only say Shemei Koin, you can only be made to somebody with a whole Bracha? So the Bichas Roish suggests the difference between a bracha of a tzibur and a bracha of a yachid. If you're saying kiddush, or if you're benching, so you can invite to the person with a half of the kiddush. I'll say one line, you'll say one line, the other guy say one line. Everybody knows one line, and we'll put it all together. Whoever's the one whose line comes first should say first. The one whose second line will say second. We'll all say in order, and everybody will pay attention to everybody else, and we'll all be yotze with shemei kain, one line here, one line there. When it comes to chazaras hashatz, a benching mezumen, or over here, reciting Birchas Kriya Shema Ba'asara. Reciting Birchas Kriya Shema Ba'asara. That's the Ramah on page 184. He quotes the Rabbeinu Yoina that the Shatz is only Moitzi the Yechidim and Ashatz Moitzi Ayachid B'pachas Me'asara. You have to have Dafke Minyan to be Moitzi the other people. If you don't have a Minyan, so the Shatz will only be Moitzi the one Mishain of Baki, but he won't be Moitzi the one who's a Baki. The one who's a Baki, let him say his own Birchas Kriya Shema. The only time we're makel that the Shatz, the Chazan, can be Moitzi the Baki is if you have a minyan asara. So then what you're doing is you're making the Birchas Kriya Shema into a bracha that's a Birchas HaTzibur, like Chazaras HaShatz is a Tfilas HaTzibur. So whenever it's a, like Birchas HaMazon is a bracha b'chabura, whenever it's a bracha b'chabura or a bracha b'tzibur, bracha shel HaTzibur, then we only allow Shemeh Kainan either on a whole bracha or you don't say it all. If it's a Birchas HaTzibur, Birchas HaChabura, you need that he should say the whole bracha. If it's a Birchas HaYochid, some person is saying Kiddush, even if you have 10 people, that doesn't change the nature of the Kiddush. It's still Kiddush as a Chayvus HaYochid. So Kiddush, he can say Shemei Koin on a half a bracha, but on the Birchas HaTzibur is not.
Suppose, for example, Birchas HaNenem, one person is making a bracha on Ha'ez. Now, another person wants to be done with Shemei Koin. Because the person is making that Ha'ez, why don't you be mostly submitting a bracha to Hashem? And then the other person just says
Baruch Adonai? Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, you can do that, yeah. So based on this idea that there are two types of brachas, that there's the Birchas HaYochid and the Birchas HaTzibur. The Birchas HaTzibur, that's when you have this din from the Mishnayos and brachas and from the Rif, by benching mezumen, and from the din over here that you only say Shemei Kainah on a whole bracha. You can't say Shemei Kainah on half a bracha. So that's where Rav Soloveitchik proceeded to go one step further with Rambam's here. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Rabbeinu Yoina on page 184. That who are the Nami, you can say that when is Anias Amin Mi'akevis? Is Anias Amin Mi'akevis? Gemara says no. Gemara says even Afal Pishaloyana Amin Yotza, that's when he means Shameya Ke'oina. One who pays attention to the Kiddush is Yotze Ke'ilu, he had answered Amin, even though he doesn't answer Amin. And here the Mishnah Berurah wants to say that sometimes Anias Amin is Mi'akevis. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. He got that impression from the Rambam that Anias Amen is Mi'akevis on the Bracha Shel Tzibur. Because the Rambam sounds like he seems to hold that Anias Amen is Me'akev when you're benching Mezumen or during Chazaras HaShatz. So here the Mishnah Berurah says, if you want to be Yotze with the Birchas Kriya Shema, if you're not saying your own Birchas Kriya Shema, you want to be Yotze with the Birchas Kriya Shema of the Shliach Tzibur, so then Anias Amen would be Me'akev. The word was that it's not really Shemei Koine. That's our salvation. It's not really Shemei Koine. The word is that the whole group together offers one bracha. The whole group offers one benching, and the whole group offers one Shemone Esrei. That's what he wanted to say. That's how he wanted to understand. Some Achronim want to say if you say Kriya Shema or you daven Shemone Esrei, so the Mishnah says that you yotze b'chol loshon. It's not only good if you say in the original Hebrew, even if you say in translation is also good. What's the din if the person doesn't understand the language? Is he yotze or not? So in Shulchan Aruch we make the following distinction. If he's davening and saying Kriya Shema in Hebrew in the original, then he's yotze even if he didn't understand it, because Hebrew is a language even for those who don't understand. Hebrew is a The halacha considers Hebrew a language, but all other languages are only considered a language for the people who understand it. If the guy doesn't understand that language, it's not considered a language. That's how we distinguish. Here the Mishnah Berurah quotes all of that on page 192. It's quoted in Gimel and Siman Samech Beis. If you say it in the original Hebrew, then you yotze even if you don't understand. If you say it in translation, then you only yotze if you do understand. He says that there's an exception to the rule by Kriya Shema. He says, by Kriya Shema, even if you're saying in Hebrew, if you don't understand, you wouldn't be Yotze, because there's a requirement for Kabbalah Salmachu Shemaim, a Pasuk Rishon. If you don't understand what you're saying, the Mechaber writes beferish, that even if you hold Mitzvah Saint Tzrichas Kavonah, even if you hold Mitzvah Saint Tzrichas Kavonah, here the top line on page 194, Filaman Mitzvah Saint Tzrichas Kavonah, Moida Hacha, he would admit over here that by Pasuk Rishon and Kriya Shema, you have to have Kavonah. It's a different kavana, not kavana lot, it's kavana spirish amil. It's a different word over here. That's when the Mechaber quotes him. Most of the Rishonim say like that. Most of the Rishonim say like that. Here in Bir Aloch on page 194 quotes the Prima Godim is Mesufik, whether that din is their Isa the Rabbana. That Aloch that if you didn't, if you weren't Mechaber the Pirush Amilus on Pasuk Rishon, you had in mind that you're fulfilling a mitzvah by reciting Kriyat Shema, and you said Shema Yisrael Shema Ken Shema Echad, but he wasn't thinking about the Pirush Amilus. He doesn't understand Hebrew, so he doesn't know what he said. So the din is he has to say it over again because he's not Yotze. So the Prima Godim is Mesufik, whether that's their Isa the Rabbana. Okay. So the Klal usually is that if I'm reciting something, a mitzvah of Amiris, if I say it in Hebrew, I'm Yotze even if I don't understand. If I say it in translation, I'm only Yotze if I do understand. By Kriya Shema, the Mishnah Berurah makes it an exception to the rule that even if you say it in Hebrew, you don't understand, you're not Yotze, because you need Kavanah Pirush Amiris on Pasuk Rishon Fine. What's the word though if someone else is saying it from? Someone else is saying Kiddush and I don't understand. So that's a different thing. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Brachos. Can you call that Shamea Koine? If I say Kriya Shema myself, so I said it. I said the Kiddush myself, so I said it. But if I'm listening to someone else's Kiddush, so how am I Yotze Bechlal? Shamea Koine. So Shamea maybe means I hear and I understand. Maybe if I don't understand, maybe that's called Eina Shamea. Eina Shamea means I can't hear, or I don't, or I do hear, but I can't understand. So Rashi's opinion is that that your Yotze in Hebrew, even if you don't understand, even if someone else is reading it for you. And Tosfos doesn't like that Rashi. Tosfos disagrees. The beginning of Shlosha Shachlu. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi and says, not correct. That if you don't understand, it's not called Shem Ekoina. But there's a Mishnah Megillah that says, Beferish, if the Balkari reads the Megillah in Hebrew, everybody's Yotze in Shul, even though they don't understand Hebrew. So Shtei Beferish, that you apply Shem Ekoina, even in a situation where the person doesn't understand. That's Rashi's Raya. That's how Rashi proved that you apply Shemekha even if you don't understand. It's a Mishnah Megillah. So Taisis Machta Vek the Raya. Taisis says, no, somehow Mikra Megillah is different because all you need is Pesumi Niso and you have it even though he doesn't understand. So not exactly clear what Taisis answered, but that's what they say. That's a Shaini Megillah Lahakil because all you need is Pesumi Niso. The quote the Gemara says that in Megillah, and that's what the Gemara meant to say, that it's a Yetzim and a Klav and a Get to this room. So now the Mishnah Berurah quotes the following discussion. Let's say you follow Tosfos Shita. If you all like Tosfos, you don't say Shemei Koine if you don't understand the language, even if the person is saying in Hebrew. Let's say he says Kiddush in Hebrew, we don't understand Hebrew. So Tosfos says, you're not Yotze with Shemei Koine because Atalo Shemei. Shemei means that you hear, and also that you're Maven, you understand. What if they're benching Mizuman? What if they're benching Mizuman? Or what if there's Chazaros Ashat and Chazan saying in Hebrew? And some of the people don't understand Hebrew, but Tosfos also say over there that you're not Yotze. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes Achreinim and say, no, that's a different story. Abracha shal tzibur, you're Yotze, even if you don't understand it, even according to Tosfos. Why should that be so? So the pashtus is, that's how Rav Soloveitchik postulated, the pashtus is that when the Chazan says the Chazaras Hashatz, or you bench Mezuman and everybody pays attention, they're not Yotze based on the principle of Shemea Koine. You don't need Shemea Koine means when he says, it's considered as if he all said. No, we don't want everybody should say. We already said the Shema Nesrei. And Tefillah Balachash, everybody already said the Shema Nesrei. The purpose of the Chazaras Hashat, there should be one Tefillah Sat Tzibur. First we had Tefillah Bit Tzibur, everybody daven in unison, Balachash, everybody said that Tefillah Sayachit Bit Tzibur. Then you want to have one Tefillah that's Tefillah Sat Tzibur. You're going to say Shemea Koine. So it's considered as if everybody daven the second time. No, we don't want everybody to daven the second time. We want everybody to daven one time, the yechidus, tefillos ayochid, and then the tzibur should offer one tefillah. So if it's not based on shemea koine, then bechlal, there's no problem. Ani lo shemea, because I don't understand. You don't have to understand. It's not the fact that you yotze. It's not based on shemea koine. Now, that's why some achron, that's why the, based on this Tosfos, that you only apply Shemei Koine when the person understands the words, that's Tosfos Shita, that's what we machma for in Shulchan Aruch. That's why the Avnei Nezer got involved in the whole issue. How were you Yotze Tkiya Shofar in the Baltakeya? Mishnah has an institution of the Baltakeya blowing Shofar and everybody shul is Yotze. They pay attention, they hear, and they Yotze what they understand. What are they to understand? By the all they do is they hear the noises of the Shofar. They hear the sounds of the Shofar. They don't understand anything. How can you say Shemei Koine requires that you should understand? If it even applies in a situation where there's nothing to understand, and this is just to make sounds. That was the kasha of Avnei Nezer. So Avnei Nezer was misled originally, backed out later on, it changed his mind. He was originally misled into believing that the institution of having a Baal Tekei, a blow for everybody in the shul, is not based on Shemei Kainet, but rather based on Shlichas, Shluchas Shlorim Kemoisai. We usually assume that the Shlichas doesn't apply to these kind of mitzvahs. If it did require that each person should blow Shofar, so how can you appoint a Shlich, he'll blow Shofar for everybody? That's like having one person, all the guys in Shiv will appoint one person as a Shlich, that he should daven, and he should put on tefillin, and he should eat matzah, and he should sit in sukkah, and we'll all do whatever we want. He should keep Shabbos, and we'll all do whatever we want. So the pashtus is that the Shlichas doesn't apply to these kind of things. So the Avnei Nezer originally gave a whole shtickle Torah why Shlucha Shlodek Kamaisa would apply Bat Kiyah Shofar, because he wanted to avoid saying that the Baal Tekeah being Moitzi Litzibur is based on Shemei Kain. Then his brother sent him a letter that the father, who had passed away, but his father is also a big Talmid Chacham Chassidus Rebbe. So the father, the brother heard from the father once that the Baal Tekeah institution, that Baal Tekeah blow Shofar and everybody in Shul was Yotze, that it is based on Shemei Kain. So the Avnei Nezer said, no, he must have misheard the father. He couldn't have said such a ridiculous thing. It can't be. It doesn't make any sense because there's nothing to understand. Shemei Kain only applies when you understand something. And then the Avnei Nezer himself backed out in a later tshuva with a later date. And he explains why it's mucha from the Gemara that the institution of having a Baal Tekeah is based on Shemei Kain. The Feirish from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the end of the third paragraph, is based on Shemei Kain. But anyway, that's how we usually assume that the Shemei Kain, when Machmon Laktos says the Shemei Kain only applies when the person not only hears what the other one is saying, but he understands it as well. So if Itaka doesn't understand that Hebrew, even though the other one is saying in Hebrew, if he doesn't understand the Hebrew, it wouldn't apply. But if it's a Dovashol Tzibur, like Chazaras HaShat, a Benchi Mizum, and then the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you don't understand, you would also be, I'd say, why? So the Pashat HaHesber is, because there it's not based on Shemei Kaina. There the word is that the Tzibur offers one bracha, the Chabur offers one Birchas Amozen, the Tzibur offers one Shman Esri, the whole Tzibur offers one set of Birchas Kriyashmas. It's not that all of the people who are paying attention are Yotze based on Shemei Kaina, that you should chep and say, well, if he doesn't understand, you can't apply Shemei Kaina. It's not based on Shemei Kaina. The whole Tzibur offers one Birchas Kriyashma together. That would be the Pashtus. The difficulty is that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't write it like that. Mishnah Berurah writes it. Where is this again, Mishnah Berurah? Mishnah Berurah writes it even by things that don't need a tzibur. He says like Kiddush. There's a Mishnah Berurah here in Hilchas Kriyas Shema. So let's say I'm saying Kiddush to be mostly other people. So if I have only 9 people around, and I'm saying Kiddush in Hebrew, whoever doesn't understand is not Yotze. If I, once I reach, bingo, I reach the point of 10, so then everybody's Yotze even though they don't understand Hebrew. How does it change just because they're 10 to Kiddush? The nature of the Kiddush never changes. Kiddush is a bracha that a Yotze says. So it doesn't matter if you have a million people, they're all Yotze based on Shemei Kain. It doesn't change the whole nature of the Kiddush. Benching Mezumin is a different word. Chazaras Hashat is a different word. Here the Halacha says, Ein Hashat Motzi Ayochid. The Pachas Me'asara, the Rambam on page 184. Here it's a din that the Birchas Kriyashma can be recited, but Tzibur, it takes on a different character, becomes al pidin, a different chepsa of Birchas Kriyashma. But stam that you say Kiddush, Basara, Pachas Me'asara, makes a different, gives a different flavor to the Kiddush. It's going to be noisier, that's all. It's going to have 10 people, it's going to be a bigger crowd, but al pidin, it shouldn't change the nature of the Kiddush. That's what's difficult in the Mishnah Berurah. The other half of the Mishnah Berurah that he writes in Hilchas Birchas HaMazon, that half we do understand. But the part that he added on here, that's questionable. Right, if you hold like those, some Rishonim and Achrayim seem to hold that the mitzvah is Shmiya, right? The whole problem was, if you hold otherwise that the mitzvah is Tekiyah, so then how does this Tekiyah help for me? Is it based on Shemei Kainah or is it based on Shlichas? But if we say the whole mitzvah is Shmiya, then you're right, then Bechlal, the whole problem doesn't get off the ground at all.
You're somewhere
where people don't, there's one person at the table doesn't understand Hebrew, so you should should say the words of the Kiddush alone. That's how the Mishnah Berurah writes in Hilchas Kiddush. And then many Litvaks follow his advice. That when the father of the household, when somebody says, Bor Piyag Ofen, so more or less everybody knows what that means. That the Baruch Shalom created grapes. Okay, created wine. Then he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. So more or less everybody knows what that means. Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Baruch. More or less, then Asher Kedushanu Mitzvos Averot Zavarim Shabbos Kodesh. Then they start getting lost over there. So the Mishnah Berurah says that whoever doesn't understand fully should start saying that Baruch Atah Hashem Baruch Pi Hagafen. You know more or less what that means. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. You know more or less what that means. So there you can say Shema Elokeinu. Where do you start having problems when it got when it gets to difficult words? Shabbos Kodesh Hinchilanu. And so on. So he recommends that whoever doesn't fully understand Hebrew should say that softly along with the Bala Makadosh till you get to the end. Then Baruch Atah Hashem Mikadosh HaShabbos. Everybody more or less knows that Baruch Hashem means Mikadosh Shabbos. More or less everybody knows that the Hasima, you don't have to say over. So the beginning and the end of the Kiddush, I can be Yotzeh with Shemekah, and in the middle part I'll say myself. That's how the Mishnah Berurah recommends. Yeah, it depends who the people are. Look, Rashi's opinion is that you do say Shemer Kain even if you don't understand the language. If you're dealing with Balabatim who are not going to begin to understand what you're talking about. So they can rely on Rashi. We graduated already. We learned Tosfos. Some people are just on the level of Rashi, so they have a right to follow Rashi. Okay. And if it'll be too difficult, the Eitzah, the advice will be too difficult, tell them to say the Kiddush Alur. It's also too difficult. So then, don't tell them that. Or have someone say the Kiddush in English. Mishnah Berurah says that if you have a whole group of people, nobody speaks Hebrew. So the halacha says you can say in English and everybody will be out saying English. He just recommends here, he says that the achronim, even though the din says you can be out saying balaz, but they always recommend not to use translation because it's hard to translate accurately. That's what he writes on page 192 in Sifkot and Gimel. Calls them itzadik iradin. That's going to be yotzei in translation. Aval a mitzvah min amuvka dafke b'lashon kodesh, and he gives v'ay misifri ha'achronim shebi amenu. At the beginning of the Reform movement, that was one of the takonas that they instituted, that they should pray in German in order that everybody will understand. Why do they keep on praying in Hebrew or in Aramaic? You can purk and other things in Aramaic. No one understands the kaddish in Aramaic. No one understands it. Let's switch to German. Everybody will understand. So al pidin is ois gehalten. But the achronim didn't like it. Rabbi Kivega with the Chassam Sefer, with Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius, with other Gedolim, wrote Shuvahs in opposition to this. That's what he means, B'yameinu. B'yameinu means after the beginning of the Reform movement, B'yameinu, the Achronim are opposed to it. So they gave different reasons why. So one of the reasons that he mentions along Arichas, Sifkot and Gimel, on page 192, because there are some words in the Kriya Shema that you probably will not be able to translate accurately because they have such special connotations. We really can't get a good word in English that's a parallel. Vishinantam levanecha v'dibarta. Vishinantam doesn't only mean you should teach your children. Because the Gemara says Vishinantam has the connotation of Shiyudim v'term v'chododim v'ficho. So how do you say Vishinantam? You should drill into your children. So go say over. You should drill into your children. Get a drill. The drill into your children. It's hard to translate. Some of the other words are also hard. So that's why how do you translate tatafis? Not an easy word. You say, put on tefillin shal rosh. That's not a literal translation. Not yaitze if you say kriya shema. You paraphrase what it says. You have to give literal translation. It has to be a literal translation. So tatafis is a very hard word to translate. We're not so sure what the word means anyway. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. That's one reason. Then you give other reasons why they're opposed to davening in translation, but he does write that strictly speaking, Mikaratin, if you have a group of people, they don't understand Hebrew. So they're allowed to have one person say the Kiddush or whatever it is, the Birchas Kriya Shema in translation, and all the others will be Yotzei.
You can't translate the
Puffles
to saying it in Hebrew and you don't know what the Puffles mean.
Yeah, but at least we're saying the correct text. But if you're saying in translation, you have to say a literal translation, so we don't know what the literal translation is. Shaloi kichsavai. You're not yaitzi if you say kriyashma shaloi kichsavai. Shaloi kichsavai means you have to say the right text. If you're saying in Hebrew, that's the right text. Saying translation has to be an accurate literal translation, not just a paraphrase.
When you say the Puffles in Hebrew, doesn't matter, you don't know what it means.
Right. You know vaguely what it means, more or less. Some kind of a tachshit. The word Taitophis, Rashi writes on him, is some kind of a tachshit. Then the Mechaber writes on page 184, the end of Siv Dalid, you should avoid answering Amen after Abicha Bar Misol B'Avo, because half of the Rishonim assume that that's treated as if it were the Bichas HaMitzvah for Kriyashma. Where did they get such an Einfall? that is the Birchas HaMitzvah for Kriyat Shema, you're putting together two ideas. Number one, the Gemara says, one opinion holds that Kriyat Shema lav deraisa. It says, so in other words, our choosing to recite Kriyat Shema, these parshiyos, is only by the Rabbanan, and our Torah, the mitzvah really is just to learn Torah. We happen not to follow like that the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch pass from the Kriyat Shema deraisa, with the nafkamina sofik kar Kriyat Shema sofik lekar chayiz v'kar. So we don't pass them like that, but there was one shita like that. Then the Gemara says also that one who didn't recite Birchas HaTorah in the morning before the davening, if he already finished davening, he already said Avar Rabbo, so he's yaitzei Birchas HaTorah with the Avar Rabbo. So if you put these two together, that Avar Rabbo can serve as a Birchas HaTorah, and Kriyat Shema, according to one opinion in the Gemara, is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So that's the Birchas HaTorah, and that's simply the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So that's the Birchas HaMitzvah for that. So that's why the Mechaber recommends you should avoid saying Amen in between HaBecha B'Amisol B'Yahavo and the Shema Yisroel. So we paskin, it's not like that, we paskin. The Mishnah Brura says, L'chatchili, you should do like that. Everybody should say along with the Chazan, the Berchon HaMisol B'Yahavo, so they'll avoid getting involved in the Amen. And the Lithuanian yeshivas, they didn't follow, usually they follow Mishnah Brura, this one, most of the yeshivas, they didn't follow because they wanted everybody to scream out Shema Yisrael together. And if you're going to end off with the Chazan, Berchon HaMisol B'Yahavo, in the yeshivas, he used to pause for a moment. Must have learned in bona fide yeshivas. So they usually pause for a moment, they say, Berchon HaMisol B'Yahavo, and then they scream out Shema Yisrael together. So then, so they do answer Amen. You don't end off with the Chazan. So we're going to say Bar Minim Zaynus. So someone's saying Asher Yotzer or Asher Hakol, and I happen to be after Berchon HaMisol B'Yahavo before Shema. So he quotes in the name of the Derech HaChaim Siddur that maybe you should not answer. Maybe the only bracha that there are more paskins that you can answer is HaBerchon HaMisol B'Yahavo. It's over here on page Tzadi Gimel. It's in Simen Nuntes, the end of Sivkotin Chof Hei. Ayim B'Derech HaChaim. It's by the Nesibis. Derech HaChaim said it's by the Nesibis. Shikos Ein Lana Samen Acha Brocha Acheres Bein Avar Abba L'Shma. The only omen that the Ramos make against the Mechaber is the omen of Avar Rabba. The omen of Avar Rabba. Why is it Lekula? So Lechera, this implies that's what we make a lot. No, the Mechaber said you shouldn't say Amen at all. You shouldn't answer Amen even on Berchon HaMisol B'Yahavo. The Rambam was Mekel, but only on Amen on that bracha. Amen on Ashakel, Amen on Asher Yotzer, the Derech HaChaim Siddur says you shouldn't answer. So why is Amen on Berchon HaMisol B'Yahavo different? So it sounds like, because Amen on that bracha, let's say I'm in the middle of putting on tefillin. You're not allowed to talk in between tefillin Shel Yad and tefillin Shel Rosh. So in the middle of my putting on the ritzuot, I overhear someone else say the bracha, Asher Kishan Zasan Allah Haniach tefillin. So that's a machlokes achrayim, whether you're allowed to say Amen. So l'chori here, that's what we're saying. That ani asam and anoy se bracha is not a hefsik. The answer Amen on a different bracha would be a hefsik. The answer Amen on bracha ma'aseh b'yahavo not. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. No, you shouldn't misunderstand. Mishnah Berurah, page 188 in Sifkot and Tezvav. Mikomakom ain't little bin bizelin, you know, birach ala pri bar pri who eats, and he hears someone else, so he says, I'm oitzi, and he hears someone else say the same bracha that he's allowed to answer, no, I am primi god. That's what we make a lot. No, the Mechaber said you shouldn't say Amen at all. You shouldn't answer Amen even on Bracha Ramisol B'Yavad. The Rambam was Mekel, but only on Amen on that Bracha. Amen on a Shakel, Amen on a Shiyotzar, the Derech HaChaim Siddur says you shouldn't answer. So why is Amen on Bracha Ramisol B'Yavad different? So it sounds like, because Amen on that Bracha, let's say I'm in the middle of putting on Tefillin, you're not allowed to talk in between Tefillin Shal Yad and Tefillin Shal Rosh. So in the middle of my putting on the Ritzuos, I overhear someone else say the Bracha, Ashik Shem Sassan, Allah Haniach Tefillin. So that's a Machlaikis HaChaim, whether you're allowed to say Amen. So the Chori here, that's what we're saying. That ani asam and ani oisa bracha is not a hefsik. To answer amen on a different bracha would be a hefsik. To answer amen on a bracha may also be a not. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. No, you shouldn't misunderstand. Mishnah Berurah, page 188 in Sifkot and Tezvav. Mikol makom ein lil ben bizelin yin a birach ala pri bar pri hu eitz, and he hears someone else, so he says I'm oitzi, and he hears someone else say the same bracha that he's allowed to answer. No, I am primi god. He makes some kind of a chiluk. It's not exactly clear. That's what should follow if you hold like this Derech HaChaim Siddur, that the only Omein the Ramo allows you to answer is the Omein on Abrecham Amisol B'Yava. So he quotes the Prima Gordon and says, not necessarily so. Here in the Mechaber and Simon Nuntes, Siv Beis, he quotes then, let's say a person is half asleep by Shachris or by Meir or whatever, and he said the wrong bracha. He said, Yotzeror Barichoshech, part of the bracha is similar to Balayla. You have to be masking Midas Yom Balayla, Midas Laila Bayom. But then the main thing is that, in the morning you have to mention, the main thing is that it's daytime. In nighttime you have to mention, the main theme is that it's nighttime. So if he said the wrong bracha, say not yet. So let's say the fellow's here to sleep, and he said the wrong bracha, Rishayin Abichas Kriya Shema. Then he's now in the middle of the second bracha. Middle of the second bracha, he realizes that he said the first bracha wrong. So what does he do now? The Seder brachas is not miyake, the Gemara says. The Seder brachas out of order, it's not miyake. So he, but the proper thing is, yes, to say the brachas in the correct order. So he's in the middle of Ahava Rabba, and he realizes he said the wrong bracha for the first bracha. Should he finish Ahava Rabba? Because he started it. Should he finish Ahava Rabba? Because Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. And then when he finishes Ahava Rabba, then he should say the first bracha Yetzer Amoritz. Or he say no, Bechatchili should say in an order. So even though he's in the middle of Ahava Rabba, but he didn't finish yet to the end. So let him stop where he is. Let him go back to the beginning of the first bracha and then say everything in the proper order. So this is a Shaila. This is a Machlokes. And the Mishnah Berurah paskins. What is the Mishnah Berurah paskin? That you finish where you are, I think. No. The Sharat Zion Beis on page Tzadik Beis, at the bottom of Simen Nuntes Siv Beis. The Sharat Zion Beis says it's a machlekes the Derech HaChaim b'shem HaRashbo against the Morgan Avraham on this Sharat. The Derech HaChaim paskins what? Lo yapsik b'nai. Here it's Sifkot Zion in the Mishnah Berurah. He's in the middle of the second bracha when he realizes that he said the first bracha wrong. So the Derech HaChaim paskins in the name of the Rashbo, lo yapsik bintayim, rak yisayim kiseder birchas Ahava Rabba, vach kach yam yetzero, kodim kriya shma. Why? That the hamaschal b'mitzvah, one is in the middle of the mitzvah, there's a din of eim avir and ala mitzvah. He's in the middle of now saying Ahava Rabba, the seder is not, if the seder is not, well, of course you go back to the beginning. The din of the seder is not miyakev. So rather than go back to the beginning, that'll be a violation of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvah. Finish this Ahava Rabba, and then say the other one. Let's say such a Shaila, let's say on Yom Tov Shechali is B'Shabbos, or Shechodesh Shechali is B'Shabbos, and the person is reciting Birchas HaMazon. So you're supposed to first say Ritzei, and then you say Yalla V'Yovar. What's the rationale for first mentioning Ritzei, then saying Yalla V'Yovar? Because Taru Sheina Taru Taru Kodim. Shabbos comes more often than Ritzei comes more often than Yalav Yovah. Yalav Yovah is only on Rosh Chodashim and Yamim Tovim. Not so many of them in the Jewish calendar. The 12 Rosh Chodashim and 6 of them have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, or 70 days. 12 and 6 is 18. You have 18 days dispersed over the year. Then how many days Yamim Tovim do you have? 10 days Yamim Tovim. What, 2 days Pesach, 2 days Shavuos, 2 days Shvishal Pesach. You add it all up together, not so many. Shabbosim, you have 52 Shabbosim in a year, more. You have 50 or some odd Shabbosim in a year. So that's why we say, before Yalviyah. What if the person forgot and he started Yalav Yavai, and then he realizes he didn't say Ritzay? But the Seder should have been that you first say Ritzay, then you say Yalav Yavai. The Seder is not Miyake, but he ever to say first Yalav Yavai, then Ritzay, you'll be Yitzay. So what do you say? He's in the middle of Yalav Yavai. Do you say Hamascha the Mitzvah Omim Logmar because Eim Avir and Allah Mitzvah? It's now in the middle of saying Yalav Yavai. So finish that Mitzvah. Don't be Masik this Mitzvah, to do a different Mitzvah. And then come back to this. What's the din in such a case? So the Shagasari has a tshuva where he proves from a Gemara in Yumer that you do go back to Ritzay. As an offener, he claims it's an offener Gemara in Yumer. Whenever there's a Seder and you violated the Seder, you did the second thing first instead of doing the first thing, you did the second thing first, even though you're in the middle of doing, if you already finished Yalav Yavai, he said Yalav Yavai finished. He finished. What do you mean finished? He said Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh. That's called finished. But Kozman, he didn't say B'yom Rosh HaChodesh or B'yom Chag HaSukkos HaZeh. He didn't say what? So then he's not finished yet. So that's the Shaila. If he's ready finished with Yalav Yavai, so then you say Ritzay later and the Seder is not Yaakov. He didn't finish Yalav Yavai. It means he didn't say B'yom Rosh HaChodesh HaZeh. Didn't get to the punchline yet. The end is just repetition. That's just a repetition because really he says that already in the beginning. Once it says B'yom Chag HaSukkos HaZeh, B'yom Chag HaShavuos HaZeh, so that's already considered ended. So if he didn't finish yet, you didn't get up to that line yet, so would you say, go back to Ritzay or not? So that's the same Shaila as over here, L'chayra. And the Shagasari has a tshuva, he claims, based on the Gemara in Yuma, that you do go back to the beginning. You do go back to the beginning. Like the Magen Avraham over here. Machlekes, not so glass, not so posh. Yeah, we mentioned there's a machlokes whether a yochid, machlokes is the machaben Ramah, whether a yochid says the kedusha in yotziror. So the Ramah writes on the last line on page 183, going over to page 184. V'apashin aminik esvari, shaila that a yochid aim kedusha in yotziror. The shaila is when he gets up to kedusha in yotziror. So usually everybody screams out kadosh 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 out loud b'kol rom. This guy's davening at home, so he's going to say kadosh kadosh out loud. Is going to sound like he's saying a davish b'kedusha. So some achronim say you should say davke b'lachash. You should not scream it out loud. That screaming out loud is to make it into a davish b'kedusha. That's only when you're in shul with a minyan. Another, the Mishnah Berurah quotes another achronim say, nah, it doesn't make a difference. What's the guy's davening b'yichidus? What do you mean he's going to make it? Enk paid after yochidim yomer b'kol rom. That's the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Gimel on page 184. What's the difference if he says b'kol rom? But let's say you have the following situation. You only have 9 people in the shul. They're waiting for the 10th guy, doesn't show up. So someone was standing there by the yomid. So he stands, he continues to stand by the yomid instead of sitting down. He's standing by the yomid. He gets up here, over here. So he says, Kulam kiyachad anim yomim biyiro. He's going to say, and they're going to have amira v'aniya. He's going to say, v'yomrim biyiro, and everybody's going to say, all the 9 people in the shul, less than a minion, and the scream out, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. So the chore, that for sure is not proper. Mishnah Berurah just quotes a machlokes in Sifkot and Yud Gimel. The guy's dabbing at home, v'yichidus. So some say he's not allowed to scream out the Kol Rom because he makes it sound like it's a davish b'kedusha, and he's not allowed to say davish b'kedusha b'yochid. He doesn't have a minyan. Others say my ink paid a bedava. What? That's not going to look like a davish b'kedusha. But if you are in shul and you have less than a minyan, and the chazan is going to say it like ba'amira v'aniya with responsive reading that he calls upon the tzibut to say, and then they say, then he says again. That for sure is not allowed. That's a Rav Soloveitchik once. I remember the Maaseh Shohayah. On Shabbos afternoon, there was no minyan in shul. So there were only 9 people in shul. So someone got up and he said, Ashrei. Then they were about to say, Volatzion. They were waiting. Then they were going to wait for the minyan after the end of Volatzion. It was getting late before the Shkia. So they were going to wait for me. So Rav Soloveitchik told him he shouldn't say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh out loud, Baniyah v'Amira. Because it's you're making it sound like you have a davish b'kedusha and you don't have a minyan, so you're not allowed to. That's l'chayre, this machlokes in the Mishnah Berurah Yud Gimel that they would both hold that you're not allowed to do. In that case, everybody would hold that you shouldn't do that. Then the Shulchan Aruch has the machlokes of Rishonim and Simon Samach and Sif Dalet. 186. Big machlekes in the Gemara, whether you have mitzvahs, sichas kavana, mitzvahs, ain't sichas kavana. There are two sugyas. There's one sugya in the end of Psochim, a few sugyas, and one sugya in Megillah, and one sugya in Bracha. So Taisa says, how come they don't quote, how come there is no one sugya, but they quote everything from the beginning to the end? How come over here they quote a couple of brekalach, and over here they quote a couple of pieces? They don't put it all together. Taisa says, because they're two different sugyas. One is on mitzvahs derais, and one is on mitzvahs derabbanan. There's room to distinguish and say that maybe in mitzvahs derais and mitzvahs sichas kavana, and maybe a mitzvah is the Rabbanah, like Morah of Bismanah there is only the Rabbanah on the Gemara and the Arabic Psophis. Maybe there the din would be that mitzvah saying Sichas Kavanah. It doesn't necessarily have to be totally Zevizeh. Taka, how do we pass from Lalocha? So there are three shitas. Yes, no, and sometimes. Some hold that we pass the mitzvah absolutely Sichas Kavanah. Some hold mitzvah saying Sichas Kavanah. And the Radvaz, Paskins like Taisis, Svar Lachalik. Taisis never said that anybody Paskins Lalocha like that. They said that two sukkahs because they're not Mucharach totally Zevizeh. So the Radvaz makes such a compromise. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it here. On page 187, the top line of Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud, Magen Avraham, Shema Radvaz, that we paskin only a mitzvah derais and mitzvah sichas kavana, and a mitzvah derabbanan is the halacha ain't sichas kavana. Why? Why is that? So the pasha pshat in the Radvaz is because it's a sveika de dina, it's a machlekes harishayin and what the din is. So you say sveika derais and lechumer, sveika derabbanan lekula. With respect to mitzvahs derais and misafik, you have to go lechumer repeat the mitzvah, but you wouldn't say a bracha, a safik bracha is lachal, you have to repeat the mitzvah. With respect to mitzvah the Rabbanan, you say that sveika the Rabbanan l'kula, you're not mechuyav to repeat the mitzvah. The Ramban, however, in the Melchamas and Brocha, seems to hold like this Radvaz and b'toras vaday, not b'toras sofik. The Ramban says the following. The Gemara says you have to be mechaving, that's what we were speaking about. You have to be mechaving in the pasuk Rishon in Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And the Mechaber wrote that that's so, even if you'll hold, we read the top line on page 194. And Simon Samach Gimel and Siv Dalet, that you have to say the first pasuk Rishon with Kavanah Spirush Amis. Afilu Mandam and Mitzvah Seichas Seichas Kavanah Moed Ha'och. Everybody agrees this is unrelated to the topic of Mitzvah Seichas Kavanah. Mitzvah Seichas Kavanah is an issue. Kavanah Lotzei. I have Kavanah L'Shem Mitzvah. Kavanah Lotzei. This is Kavanah's Kabbalah on Malchus Shemaim. This is a different Kavanah. The Ramban writes not so. Ramban writes from the fact that that's a din muskam that you have to have Kavanah on pasuk Rishon. So that indicates that the halacha is that Mitzvah Seichas Kavanah. Hi, but it's the Pefirish two different Kavanas. One is Kavanah Lotzis and one is Kavanah Spirish Amilas, Kavanah Kabbalah Samach Shamayim. The Tandi the Ramban, Ramban is no fool, and he already knew the other Rishonim who preceded the Ramban said that they're two different things. It's clear and obvious that they're unrelated. So the Ramban holds that two different things, but there's still a relationship. If the din were the mitzvahs, ein sviches Kavanah, you don't even need Kavanah Lotzis, then the Ramban holds it doesn't make sense to say that you have to have Kavanah's Pirush Amilas. If you hold Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah, then it's shaykh to add on, not only do you need Kavanah Lotzis, you even need Kavanah's Pirush Amilas, Kavanah's Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim. That's apparently what the Ramban holds. Then the Ramban says, and the reason why only Pasuk Rishon needs Kavanah, and after Pasuk Rishon you don't need Kavanah, is because the rest is only the Rabbanon. How much of Kriya Shema is the Raisin? So the Mishnah Berurah said there were three opinions, back on this page, 194, and Sivkot and Tazayin. There were three opinions, but only Pasuk Rishon, Parashah Rishon, and Shtei Parashios, and the Rambam said all three Parashios were deraisa. So the Ramban holds Pasuk Rishon is deraisa. That's why Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah. That's why, in addition to the Kavanah Lotzis, you also need Kavanah's Pirush Amilas, Kavanah's Kabbalah Samach Shemai. The rest of the Kriya Shema is only the Rabbanon. So since the din is on Mitzvah the Rabbanon, Mitzvah is ain't Tzrichas Kavanah, so there's nothing to build on and to expand on and to say that you need Kavanah's Pirush Amilas, Kavanah's Pirush Amilas. So that Radvaz already appears in the Ramban, not Petaris HaHachra, because of his fake Adina. You don't know how to pass. No, the Ramban passes La Aloha like that. That compromise. The mitzvahs there are rice, we pass from Sichas Kavanah, mitzvahs there are Rabbanah, then Sichas Kavanah. But Chathchila Vadi, you do need Kavanah. Chathchila Yavadi, you zichah need Kavanah.
Between
something which is a passive mitzvah versus an
act mitzvah,
for example,
eating masa, even if he's not cognizant that he's eating it,
because
he's doing physical
mitzvah,
we say that.
The Mishnah Berurah quotes such a distinction on page 186, Libir Alacha, the Ran in Rosh Hashanah has, but a little different, not the physical action, but rather if it's Shekeinahena, if he eats matzah, then his stomach gets filled up. We assume people enjoy eating matzah. Some do and some don't. Most people enjoy it. So by Shekei Nehenna, the Gemara has a cloud that Mesasik Bachalom Arayis Chav Shekei Nehenna. So the Gemara, according to some Girsis, The Gemara seems to apply that svara to the issue of mitzvah sichas kavana. Even if you hold mitzvah do need kavana liikuvan, you're not yotze without kavana. But by matzah, you would say she came to henna, so he is yotze. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. In fact, he even quotes more than that. He even writes on his own. What about sitting in sukkah? Achilas kazais b'sukkah b'layla harishon, on page 186 in the long Bir Avocha there. So he wants to say that eating in sukkah layla harishon would also be shekeinah hene, and l'chol ha'deis you would be yotze even b'li kavana. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said in the name of his father, that's printed in the first volume of the Yahrzeit Drushes. So the first essay there's a long essay around 40-50 pages, which was not a Yahrzeit Drush, the Kuntres and Kriya Shema. It was written separately. It was printed there in the beginning of the first volume of the Yahrzeit Drushes. So not Kuntres and Kriya Shema, one of the topics that he discusses is mitzvah sichas kavana. He has interesting comments. He quotes his father who disagreed with this Mishnah Berurah. He thought that by yeshiva besukah, achila besukah, laila rishon shel yontif, it's not a mitzvah sachila that you can say shekein nehen. The mitzvah really is yeshiva besukah. A sukkah is teshvu. Teshvu. We learn out from Gzeirah Shavah Hamishas that if you're just going to sit in the sukkah and sleep in the sukkah the first night, that won't be enough. You have to eat the kazayis matzah in the sukkah. But it's not really a mitzvah of eating in the sukkah. It's a mitzvah of yeshiva besukah. So the hanor is only incidental there. You can't really say shekein nehenah because the hanor is not so crucial to the mitzvah. If it would have been a mitzvah sachila like matzah, then the Ran is entitled to his statement that shekein nehenah, so you say yeyotze without kavanah. Then the Mechaber quotes from the Mekubalim, based on the Zohar, the top line of page 188, that Simen Samach Aleph, Sif Gimel, that you should try to see to it that you have Ramach Tevois, 248 words, in Kriyashma. Kriyashma only has 245, so what are you going to add on three more words? So he says, the Chazon should say Hashem Elokechem Emes. Others disagree, the Chazon should say Ani Hashem Elokechem. What does it help? Emes is not part of Kriyashma. What good is it? So Machlokes is the Minigoylem is that the Chazon says, Hashem Elokeichem Memes, then the Mishnah Berurah quotes a further machlokes achronim. What does the Chazan himself say when he gets to the end of Kriya Shema? What does he say? He says softly, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and then he says out loud again, Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So then he has 249 words. He does not 248, Keneged Ramach Eivarim. So some Achrayim say, no, that's not a problem. The Chazan says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes, he has now 246 words, the word Emes. And then he says, Atlad Hashem Elokeichem Emes, he has in mind to use Hashem Elokeichem a second time, as 247, 248 words. And he says, Emes out loud for the Tzibur, that the word Emes should count as, the Tzibur are counting Hashem Elokeichem Emes as their three words. Chazan is only counting Hashem Elokeichem. For his two words, he doesn't need Emes, because he already said Emes before he said Hashem Elokeichem Emes. But then he quotes the Ramam Ipanu, wrote a Sefer on Kabbalah that's called Asara Mamores. So the Ramam Ipanu in the Sefer Yud Mem, Asara Mamores, writes otherwise, and the Vilna Goyen recommends that we should follow the Ramam Ipanu. That when the Chazan finishes Kriya Shema, he should say Ani Hashem Elokeichem and stop. And then he should say out loud Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So the three words that he's adding on to his and to the Tzibur's Kriya Shema is going to be Hashem Lekechem. Different minhagim. No, the whole thing is minhagim. The Shabbat is what if you're not davening in shul? So you don't have a chazan that's going to say over the last three words. What if the minhag in the shul is that they don't say, let's say over here in Broglie, the minhag is the chazan just says, Emes. He doesn't say Hashem Lekechem Emes. So usually they have a rabbi. But the rabbi says Hashem Lekechem Emes. Then the chazan says, okay. So the rabbi goes up to Hashem Lekechem Emes. What do you do if the rabbi wakes up late for minyan? The rabbi's on vacation once in a while. The rabbi's on vacation. So there's no rabbi, so the chazan only says, Emes. So what's the din? So there's an issue with the Mishnah Berurah. Printed in the Mishnah Berurah is, on page 188 in Sifkot and Tes, he says, Uvamokam shaloi nogu lachzor. If the minhag hamokam is that that the chazan does not say Hashem Elokeichem Emes, so the way it's printed in our Mishnah Berurah, he says, Moichim biyodon. You should make a fuss and tell them they should change it. And the Sefer Shaina Halachas, he shows that that's a misprint. Should say just the opposite. Ein moichim biyodon. That's a major question, whether yes or no. Who won the Civil War? The North or the South? Who won the war in Eretz Yisrael? The Palestinians, the Egyptians, or the Israelis? Chashmonaim, who won the war? It's an important question. Yes or no? What's the din? Just the opposite. So the way it's printed in all the editions says, Moichem Biyodom. And the Shein Halacha says, no, it's a misprint. If you look in the original source that it's quoting from, the Magen Avraham, Shteid Befeir, Shein Moichem Biyodom. What if somebody's in the middle of Kriya Shema and the Chazan is very holding by the end? So what does he do? So the Shari Tshuva says he should pause for a second. Shari Tshuva on page 198 says, she paused for a second and listened to the Chazan say, Hashem Lakechem Em, so be Yotze with Shemeh Koine, and then he should continue to say the Kriya Shema. He stopped in the middle of Kriya Shema, continued to say. The Shemeh Koine of the three words will not constitute a hefsek in the middle of the Kriya Shema. Others are not so thrilled about this. But I think that's a generally accepted opinion, the way the Shari Tshuva says over here. But then the Chabad says, what do you do if you're davening b'yichidus and there is no chazan to say Hashem Elokeichem Em? So you're stuck in a shul where the chazan doesn't say Hashem Elokeichem Em, just says Emes. So what do you do? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes that there were those who said Kel Melech Nemon at the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. At the beginning of the Kriya Shema. And those are the three words that will mashlim to the number of Ramah. Many Rishonim didn't like this. As a hefsek, we mentioned from the Meiri, this was one of the issues in the Sefer Magen Avos, the machlokes between the Talmidei HaRamban and the Chachmei Provence, whether you're allowed to be mafsik or not. How can you mafsik in between Abba Rabba and Shema Yisrael, Zlach HaHefsek? So there was always a big machlokes. So the Mishnah Berurah wants the quote that we shouldn't be mefakpik on the minik, since it's cotton you Dalid. He tells you, I am Magen Avraham Rebach, the minik kodeshu, the very holy minik, so you shouldn't shepa, to say Kel Melech Nema. But others were not so convinced that it's so holy. That's the final conclusion, that we assume that it's a minik kodeshu. Others are not so happy about the Kel Melech Nema. They said, you're hepsik, you're not blind. So what do you do? You're going to be missing the three words. And the Zohar says you got to say 248 words. If they would have introduced Parshas Balak, you would have had more than 248 words. It's 248 words if... only the way we have the Kriya Shema. So the Shulchan Aruch gives you a whole complicated eight, so you should have in mind Emes, V'yatzeh, V'nochem, V'kayim, V'yoshev. There are 15 Vavs. V'yatzeh, V'nochem, V'kayim, V'yoshev, V'nemon. The 15 Vavs, Vav is 6, so 15 times 6 is 90. So therefore what? And you count, this sounds like a balaturim and worse. And the fact that you're saying it counts for one, so it's 91. And 91 is Amen Begimatria, and Amen is the Rashi Tevis of Kel Melech Nemon. Ooh! Wow. What do you do, Ma'ariv? When there's no V'yatzi Benochem Kaim Yoshe, so it gives you another eight of what to do. Very complicated eight. They're different suggestions. The Balatanya writes that a person is davening v'yichidus should say over himself. He'll be his own chazan. He'll say himself. Then he even recommends that it's really difficult to practice that we have that the chazan says Hashem Elokeichem Emes is questionable because Emes is not from the Kriya Shema. So why should that be mashlim the number of 248? So that's why some achrayim said that better would be if the chazan say Ani Hashem Elokeichem out loud. So you count the three words going to be Ani Hashem Elokeichem. But that's not the meaning. The Chol Tfutz Tzor, the meaning is that the Chazan Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So the Balat Tanya writes, that's not the meaning when you daven in Shul, when you daven Berabim, Betzibah. But if you daven Yechidus, how many people daven Yechidus? Once in a year when there's a snowstorm and you can't get to Shul. Who davens Yechidus? Everybody davens in Shul. When you daven Yechidus, there is no meaning. So he says, so then you can do, when you daven Yechidus, you should follow that opinion. When you get to the end of Kriya Shema, you should say, Ani Hashem Elokeichem a second time. And now those three words will count as your three words to be mashlim to the Ramach. Yeah, the problem. The problem the way we do also Hashem Elokeichem Em is a bigger problem. It's even worse than that. Hashem Elokeichem is a phrase. Hashem Elokeichem Em is not even a phrase. What are we saying over here? This whole thing is a pillar. This whole Zohar is a pillar. How is the Chazan allowed to say Hashem Elokeichem Em?
The Kriya Shema says it.
If you say derech tchina, but here Kriya Shema we're saying derech limud, we're not saying derech tchina. That's the problem. So there should be an issue of kol psukah le'paskei moshe. I don't know. It's a fellow.
when you let's say daven ma'ariv early, and Shabbos, during Shabbos, and when you pre-Kriya Shema later at night, so you also have to be makpid to say you
can do the same. Yeah, to 1:48, yeah.
So then you don't have the problem of the bracha beforehand.
Some people would say Kel Melech Neman, and others still don't have the minik. They never have the minik to say, even though it says Aminik Kodesh. Other people don't have the minik to say, and they would rather prefer to say Hashem, Ani Hashem Lakechem twice, rather than say Kel Melech Neman. Different minhagim. And the issue of Mitzvah Sichas Kavana, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Chayadim that's very important. The Chayadim says, let's say a woman walks to shul special to hit the keys and she's going to go home. She just comes to shul. A person goes to shul, he damages, he puts on talis and tefillin, he damages and he goes home. But at the time that he put on the talis, he didn't say the Lashem Yichud Kodesh Baruch Hu. He said it and he was half asleep. And he didn't really have in mind to fulfill a mitzvah. He was a little tired. He wasn't really thinking so much. He wasn't really consciously thinking of Lashem Mitzvah. So Yodim says, yeah, that's not a problem. The guy went to shul. What is he going to shul for? To put on talis and tefillin to daven. It's machshavtan ikeres mitach maiso. You don't have to have machshava lotzis there. If a guy is walking to shul on Rosh Hashanah and he passes by another shul and they're blowing shofar, and then he comes to his shul and he finds out that the Baal Tekir didn't show up, so then the shayla is, was the yaitzah with the tekir that he heard on the way? So that's a shayla of mitzvah tzichas kavana, because while he was walking by in the street, you can't say, and he didn't have kavana lotzis. He didn't have kavana shalom lotzis. Mishnah Berurah quotes, if you have kavana shalom lotzis, then it's a machlekes harishonim, and we paskin that for sure you're not yaitzah. Some rishonim disagree with that. The ra'ah holds, even kavana shalom lotzis, you're yaitzah bal kochai. But we paskin that. But you can't say that the guy walks in the street, doesn't have kavana shalom lotzis, just wasn't thinking one way or the other. So the chayorim says that'll be a machlekes. But if the guy went to shul and he knows that a Rosh Hashanah he blows shofar, even if he wasn't conscious, fully awake, conscious, he says, that's tach machshavta and he carries mitach maisa. You don't have to make yourself meshuggah. That's called kavana lot. That's for sure sufficient.
If someone is a little behind in davening and they get to Kriya Shema, by then they're keywords ahead of them. Is that considered a shibur or is that considered
a shibur? I mean, by the time the chazan says, Hashem Lakecha Memes,
Well,
does he think that he's going to be in the middle of Kriya Shema when the Chazan will say Hashem Lakecha Memes? If he's going to hear Hashem Lakecha Memes, he's in Yotzeror Vari Choshech, and he already hears Hashem Lakecha Memes, then it doesn't help that he's mischaving, which Shemeh Kainah to be mashlim the three words. The three words have to be near the rest of the 245 words, either in the beginning, the middle, or the end somewhere. It has to be nearby. But if he's not, he didn't even begin Kriya Shema yet, and the Chazan is already saying Hashem Lakecha Memes, then he's davening, then he's saying Kriya Shema V'Yechidus. So those that have the practice to say Kel Malach Nama V'Yechidus should say it in such a case, because he's saying V'Yechidus. Chaber writes on the bottom line on page 188, Simen Samach Aleph Tzivav, a person should have in mind that he's Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim, he's Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Zayin Rikim, on the seven heavens and on this world. And in the Dalet of Echadosh, you have in mind he's Mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech over the Dalet Ruch HaSalim. These are very lofty kavanas. They quote in the name of Rabbi Saul Salanta that sometimes people have such lofty kavanas that Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the seven heavens and all over except for themselves. The Ike Kavana of Kabbalah Samach Shemaim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my boss. I have to listen to all the instructions that he gives me. Then not only is he my boss, he's even the boss on the whole world in the seven heavens and the four directions that also the Gamkin, but not he's the boss over everything else except for me. That's the Ike is usually chas often, not usually. The Ike is unfortunately often chasam and asefim. The Gemara and the Mishnah said, you're not allowed to say Shema Shema. I'm a Shema Shema Mishaskin also. You're not allowed to say Hashem Hu Elokim twice. So that's the Shalah. How can we say Hashem Hu Elokim twice? So the Bali Ataisa say that that's okay because we're Mechave and the Mechave quotes it over here on page Tzadikei. Simin Samachala Sifyid Beis. Since you have a Kavona that you Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Zayin Rikim, so that's not a violation of Shema Shema that it should be Mishaskin also. Then it says also, what if someone says a bracha and somebody else says Amen, Amen? So it says it's also not right. Just like you only say Shema once, you don't say twice, Mishaskin also. So this is also not a problem. Mechzik yishtei rishuyas. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes on the bottom of the page. Ois chav ches. Simen tzadik aleph, sikot nechav ches. Gamze mechzik yishtei rishuyas. Others point out, based on the Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezra, that it's maybe an additional problem, not just an issue of mechzik yishtei rishuyas. There are more rights in Hilchas Gittin that when the Mesadera gets, they ask the husband questions. They ask the husband, is he really interested in divorcing his wife? Is anybody forcing him into this? Did anybody threaten him? Did he take a neder or a shvuah to bind himself to give the get? And so on. And there are more rights that every time they ask him a question, he should either answer yes or no once. He shouldn't say yes, yes, yeah, yeah, or no, no. Because why? Because sometimes, not a shal mechzik yishtei rishuyas, not an isha mechzik yishtei rishuyas, but rather, sometimes by the intonation of your voice, when you say yeah, yeah, if you say it twice, it sounds like no. Or you say no, no, it means yes. Sometimes by the niggin that you use when you say, if you say once, so if you say, but you stand a better chance of saying it once correctly with the correct niggin than if you're going to say it twice. That's what the Ramah recommends. So that's what some Achrenim say over here also, that's perhaps also another reason. Not only Mechzik Yishtei Rishuyas that it's an issue, Amen Amen is an issue like Shema Shema, but rather it's a different issue, that it may sound like the Hepech, Amen, he wants to be masking with the Bracha, with the Teuchen HaBracha, with the Bracha. If he says Amen Amen, it may sound as if he means not so. If he say Amen Vi Amen, Baruch Hashem Li'olam Amen Vi Amen, if you say with a Vav, that's not a problem. If you say Hen Behen, Lav Alav, then it's not a problem. If you say lav lav, hen hen, then it may be a problem. So that's what Rabbarach Epstein writes in his autobiography. It has all kinds of, a collection of Jewish trivia, miscellanea there. So one of the billion and one pieces of information that he writes in his autobiography is that the text of the smichas is really questionable. That the Gemara says that when they were about to give smicha to somebody, so they asked Rebbe, Yoyre? You give him permission to pass, and the Rebbe said, Yairah, I give him permission. So the first one was a question mark, and the second one was an exclamation point. Yes. Yodin, you give him permission to pass, and the moment, he answered, Yodin. So today we write, Yairah, Yairah, Yodin, Yodin. So if you say twice, sometimes it sounds like a negative. You say, hen, hen, lav, lav, sometimes sounds like a negative. So that's why, if you say, Amen, the Amen is no problem. So that's why some had the practice to write, Yairah, vi, Yairah, Yodin, vi, Yodin. If you put in a vowel, then it solves the problem. What happens if you hear two different people said brachas? One person said Asher Yotze, one person said Shehakol Nihyeh B'Dvarei. So are you yotze with one, and they both finished approximately the same time. Is it sufficient if you say once, you shouldn't say Amen, Amen, that's a problem. So should you say Amen, the Amen, to solve the problem, or is it sufficient if you say once Amen? So the Mishnah Berurah is not sure. On page 190, at the end of Sivkot M'chof Ches, Im Nizdam Nalalanes Al Shtei Dvarim, maybe all you have to say is one Amen, but then he says, if you say Amen via Amen, then for sure, no problem. Then for sure, all the problems are solved. That's what he quotes from the Halachas Ktanas, quoted by the Be'ahitim. Oh, here's that Ramah that we mentioned. The top line on page 191, the Ramah says that you should be mafrid bein advekim, you should be medak, because not only is it in Kriya Shema, it's a din in Kriyas Tanakh, that all Kriyas Tanakh has to be a Kriya Kichsava. Here the Mishnah Berurah has on page 190 in Sivkot Nechav Tes, he has an interesting machlokes achreinim quoted by the Magen Avraham. What if a person recited Kriya Shema and he didn't say Baruch Shem Koy Malchus Eliyahu Vod? Is that miyakid b'diyevet or not? A member of Soloveitchik was once giving a Yortzeit Shira on this topic. So he said the Magen Avraham has a two opinions. So there was one wise guy who used to teach in the yeshiva. He wasn't a Talmud Chacham. He used to teach other scholarly, what he thought was scholarly things. So he always used to attend the Shia. So he was sitting right up in the front. So he started chepping Rabbi Soloveitchik in the Shia. So he said, how can there be an opinion that you're not Yerzi Kriyashma if you didn't say Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Eliyahu Vod? The Mishnah says in Brachas, Hayikore Batorah V'Yigiyas Manah Mikran Kivin Libo Yotza. Hayikore Batorah, it doesn't say Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Eliyahu Vod in the Torah. He's just reading the Chumash. So the Chumash does not. So obviously, Yerzi without. So Rabbi Soloveitchik got very angry at the guy. So he's saying over, Rabbi Soloveitchik saying over, Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah has a machlokes. So you have a raya. So you can answer the raya. Hachma askina that the guy added on. It is a shtikol taina. But not to interrupt the shiur in the middle. Not, the world doesn't come to an end. Rabbi Soloveitchik didn't invent the shita. If he would come up with such a chiddush, then yes, how can you invent such a chiddush against the Mishnah? He's just saying over what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. That there's a machlokes. The Mishnah Berurah brings a raya in the Bira Aloche. He doesn't bring this raya from the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, you can say Hachma askina that he did say. Baruch Shem Kolam Chosu. Mishnah Berurah brings a different raya. How can you say here? It's on page Tzadikay, a long one, going over to 190. How can you say that Baruch Shem Kolam Chosu Liyom Vod is Ma'akev B'Yevin? The Mishnah says in Pesachim, the Anshi Yericho Anun Vav Amanal. The Anshi Yericho had their own practices. They didn't always listen to the rabbis, and on some of them the Chachamim got very angry and Michu B'Yodim. On some of them the Chachamim were unhappy, so one of the three, there were six things that they did wrong, and one of the three things that they didn't make a big stink about was that they didn't say Baruch Shem Kvar Machus Adi Yonam Vod. So the Mishnah Berurah asks, why did they make a stink? If the Magen Avraham's Achreinim are right, that you're not even Yotze B'di Eved, Midi Rabbanon. The Takanas Chacham was that you're not even Yotze B'di Eved, the Kriyash Maf, you don't say Baruch Shem Kvar Machus Adi Yonam Vod. So there should have been Baruch Adi Yonam. So the Pashtus from the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Nun Vav, that's the whole marker for the whole institution of Yisrael in Baruch Shem Kvar Machus Adi Yonam Vod. You see from the Gemara there that it's not Miyake B'diyev. He says there's a way out of the Raya. He drays and he explains how you can get out of the Raya. But he says the Pashup Shat is, Lulid Mistafina Havamina, he says, if you would ask me, I would say that no one ever said like that. He thinks that there never was a Tashita. That's how he concludes the Bi'ar Locha, and he interprets it as a different issue. Anyway, why should there be such a Shita? How in the world can there be such a discussion that Baruch Shem Kvar Machus Adi Yonam Vod, Miyake B'diyev, what does it mean? The Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole suggestion. That was the whole theme of his Yortzeit Shir, that it says in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch and Simen Hei, it says, Kavanas Abrachas. It says in Simen Hei, the Mechaber says, whenever you mention Shem Hashem in the davening, you should always have in mind, Yud Kei Vav Kei Hoya Hoiva V'Yiyah. And the Mishnah, and the Bira Gro, here the Mishnah Bura says, Katan Gimel, it's on page Yud Aleph. And Simon Hay, he says, Kotten Gimel, on page Yud Aleph, Mishnah Berurah quotes the Bira Gro, that Meikar Adin, you don't have to. It's very beautiful, always to have in mind Yud Kei Vav Kei, Hayahav Aviyah, but he says, Me'oimek Adin, strictly speaking, the Zilna Goyen says, Ein Tzach Lahavin, Elapirish Kriyosoi, only the Kri, not the Ksiv. The only time that you have to have in mind the Pirish of the Yud Kei Vav Kei is in the prosecution of Kriyashma, because you need Kabbalah Samach Shammai. So the Kabbalah of Hayahav Aviyah is the chelik of the din of Kabbalah Sal Machu Shammai. So Rav Soloveitchik said that perhaps that's the idea of the Baruch Shem Kvar Machus Adi Yonam Vod. Where does it come from, the Chalal? So the Mishnah says in Yuma that on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol would recite the Shem Kichsavah, he would pronounce the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei Kichsavah, everybody called Ham Hayashayu, Hayu Bazar, Hayu Kor, Mishtaf, and Vod, Menaf, Mafem, Yom, Baruch Shem Kvar Machus Adi Yonam Vod. The Gemara learns that after the Pasuk, Shem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Alekim. When you pronounce the Shem HaMeforish, you have to give a Shevach to that Shem HaMeforish. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, maybe that's what's going on over here. When you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad, we're not pronouncing the Shem HaMeforish, but that's the only place where we're supposed to have in mind the Kavanah Shem HaMeforish. Every other time we pronounce Yud Kei Vav Kei, we pronounce it as Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. So the Vilna Gaon says, you don't have to have Kavanah HaYohayva V'Yiva. You only have to have Kavanah Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Kavanah Kriyosai. The one and only place where we pronounce Yud Kei Vav Kei, the way we pronounce it, Aleph Dal, but we have in mind Hayahayva V'Yiyah, is prosecution of Shema. So that's considered as if we said the Shem HaMeforish, and that's why we say Baruch Shem Kvar Machus Adi Yonam Vod. So that's what he suggested. Maybe that's the Shita Salavush. If you're not going to say Baruch Shem Kvar Machus Adi Yonam Vod and demonstrate that that's what you had in mind by the saying of the Yud Kei Vav Kei Hayahayva V'Yiyah, So what's wrong? So he didn't say Baruch Shem. So he's not Yetzi because of lack of Baruch Shem. He said, no, he's not Yetzi because of the lack of Kavanah of Bishas Amiris, Yud Kei Vav Kei. He's missing the Kavanah's Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. Part of the Kavanah's Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim is the fact that it's Hoyahoy V'Yiyah. That was Rav Soloveitchik's suggestion. If some say that the name Rav Chaim, they have something like that printed in the name Rav Chaim, along these lines. Anyway, bottom line, the Mishnah Berurah passed me, but the Yevid one would be Yotzei if he leaves that, the Baruch Shem Kvar Machus Adi Yonam Vod. But there are those who suggest maybe it's Ma'akev B'di Yevid, And then even if it's not miyakeh b'riyeva, but they say you should have kavana, just like you need kavana b'pasik rishon, so you need kavana also it's not a pasik. When you say the baruch shem for mechus of yom avod. Part of the kabbalas al machash mayim, of course, is the person should have kavana when he says we have to Hashem lekecha, v'chol nafshecha afilu noitles namshecha. He has to have in mind that if the instance should come up that he will be called upon to give up his life al kiddush Hashem, he should be prepared to do it. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that that's part of the kabbalas al machash mayim. This Sunday I won't be able to give a shiur. I'm going to be at a wedding. But Leonetta on Monday and Tuesday, what time is the Pechina on Wednesday? 11 o'clock. Pechina is on Wednesday. Mishnah Berurah. So maybe Monday and Tuesday for sure we'll continue Mishnah Berurah. Wednesday morning we'll negotiate. We'll negotiate on Tuesday. Okay, here are the rest of the Pechina. So. Thank you.